I hope you have a lovely Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me as we continue on with this month's topic on communication. So off the back of our teachings last week about taking action steps, today I want you to talk about positive communication. We've spent a lot of this month talking about difficult communication, talking about how maybe we communicate with ourselves negatively, and I thought it was really important for us to look at how we do have relationships in our life where the communication is very clear, very good, where our boundaries are good with people, where we can speak what our boundaries are, where we can be our true selves, where we can express how we feel. We may only have one or two people in our lives that we can do that with, be completely and utterly ourselves, where the relationship is really strong, the communication between us and that person is also really strong. And these are the type of relationships that when we're around this person or people, we actually feel good in ourselves. We come away thinking, I feel confident, I feel supported, you're able to do the same for the other person. And the reason why our energy feels at a high vibrational level is because when we're able to be ourselves, we feel good. Every aspect of us is being tapped into and we get this kind of boost of life or boost of energy within our system. So this is a really important thing to look at. Now, some of you may not have anybody in your life that is like that. Or that you can be yourself with, or maybe you don't allow yourself to be fully yourself or to have positive communication with. So for today, I would like you to think about, do you have somebody in your life like that? Do you have a few people? Who are they? And how much time do you actually spend around them? Because we have to bring these people into our life more often. We have to surround ourselves with these energies more often. One thing that I definitely notice when, you know, talking to clients or even in my own life is that when we're around people that kind of are difficult or we just find hard to communicate or we're just not fully able to be ourselves around, it can be very draining. It can be very it can be a little bit disempowering as well, but more particularly draining. And it's just we get used to it, so we don't really think any different about it. But something I've been looking at in my own life recently is more like the places where, actually over this month, it's been really interesting for me because when I teach a month, I always tap into this stuff myself and I do all of the exercises that I give all of you to do. And I've been really seeing in one part of my life where communication is not good with a particular person or group of people. And I've been really making sure to kind of clear that over the course of this month. But what I did realize is that the feeling that I get or the not wanting to be around this person and these people is very, very strong. And I would, you know, kind of brush it off and say, oh, that's just the way it is. I have to kind of do it. And over the last few weeks, I've been saying to myself, but why do I have to do this? And yes, I do will still have to do, but why do I have to do it in this way? Why can't it be any different? How can I make this a little bit differently? And one of the things I really thought about is, well, what about me being more positive in my communication about myself? Positive in my communication with this person or group of people, and also being my true self in this situation. Because when I'm not my true self, and the reason I wouldn't be is because I feel like I'm not received very well sometimes, or not really listened to when I'm talking about things, or like disinterested in kind of my interests or whatever. And then I just thought to myself, actually over the weekend, I just need to be me, and I need to just kind of talk about the things that are going on in my life, that who cares if it doesn't interest them or not or whatever, because that is showing a value towards myself. And obviously I take a huge interest in what's going on for them. I always do with people. So there's that blend of like allowing yourself to be around the right people, and then when you're not around the right people, stepping forward into your true self, like we were talking about last week. So this is something to think about, and I will connect with you later in the week and we'll talk a little bit more about communication then.